This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. It's 8:08. And the Mountain Winery Concert Series lineup has been announced. So if you go to mountainwinery.com, you can find the whole list of concerts. Okay, let's move on. Get my Masterpiece Theater.
You sure? You don't want another?
Look, you know.
I mean,
yes,
it's Foreigner.
I do. But it's time now. Oh. Speaking of Foreigners. Congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They got to have their own Instagram.
What?
That's right.
As a couple?
As a couple. And it's called...
Can't anybody do that? I mean,
well,
is there a law against it?
Yeah, the Queen's Law, where she's like, no, I'm sorry, but that does not seem proper. It doesn't seem like something that the royals would do. So the royal family, there are a couple of Instagram accounts attached to the royal family. Clarence House, Kensington Royal, the royal family. And I don't know who's in charge of, you know, some minister of protocol. Do. Please follow me. I'm getting a picture of me with my tea and crumpets. It's what the people want to see. You got to give the people what they want. So on Tuesday morning, at Sussex Royal appeared. And that is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So they're saying that this is a clue that she's about to pop.
Mm.
That they want to have their own way of celebrating the birth of their child. Also her...
Wait, what is the name of their address?
Sussex Royal. They're the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. That's their official titles.
Why wouldn't they do something cute?
No,
like, what are you...
Sussex. They got to keep it... Look, where the Royal Highness is! We're the Highnesses of the Royals! There!
Oh,
when
man.
Harry met Meghan...
No.
One post, 2.6 million followers.
Meghan plus Harry.
Yeah. So yesterday, within an hour's time, it went on whatever time yesterday morning. Within 1 hour, it had 300,000 followers. And now it's at, you say, 2.6 million followers?
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations. They're saying this is a clue that the birth is impending. The other clue is that her best friend is going to be the kid's godfather. And he is a makeup artist that
yes.
she's friends with. Mm-hmm. And that guy has rushed to England. Because, as you know, if they're going to take any pictures of her post-birth, she's got to have a full face of makeup on. I
mean, absolutely.
Don't be ridiculous. Can't show her all sweaty and gross. You know.
All right.
Looking like she just had... Can't have it look like she just had birth. It slipped out of the royal birth canal with no issue. Everything is fine. There was no need for an episiotomy of any kind. And everyone, she'll be playing cricket later today. Or what other things do they play there? Polo! No problem. Up on the horse with you, girl. I do decree that her baby area is just fine. The royal is royal. It's the highness of baby areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I mean, didn't you see her face? She looked perfect. As though she was fresh from a garden party. So, congratulations to them. I guess that they're going to use it. They say they're going to use it to highlight their good works around the world. All the trips they take and all the handshaking they do.
Well, no one wants to see that.
Oh, you're crazy. 2.6 million people.
Unfollow.
I'll be following that. Well, maybe I won't. I don't follow too many people.
I want to see your hot dog legs by a pool. I want to see him with
the royal knees.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
On Instagram,
they're not going to show.
What kind of trash do you think this is?
They're bacon and eggs in the morning. I mean, come on.
Maybe. Well, listen, it's not like they're cooking it. Look what the royal handmaidens have made for us this morning. It looks delightful. A little too much fat on that piece. It reads, what is their last name? It has a M here under a crown. Is their last name?
Markle?
No.
Her last name? Their last names? I thought it was just Sussex.
Oh, their last name became Sussex? I think it's like Isn't Windsor one of the names of...
How do you not know this?
I, you know what?
All
go
the English
this every
crap
single
is
time.
Your stuff. Right. This is your wheelhouse. This
no,
is
it's
your...
not. I do enjoy it, but mostly because I just like to put on the accent.
Right. But
that's
you
all.
Still follow all this stuff.
Well, I don't... I would
and
say
I guess it would be Windsor.
Well, why do they have an M then?
I don't know.
Official oh. Instagram for their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, with an M.
Someone
and
will
crown.
Tell us because they told
Thank
us
you.
This before.
Thank you, people who will tell us. Thanks in advance. Welcome to our official Instagram. We look forward to sharing the work that drives us, the causes we support, important announcements, and the opportunity to shine a light on key issues. We thank you all for your support and welcome you to @SussexRoyal, Harry and Meghan. 30,000 comments. Feel free to read through those if you want. Anyway, congratulations to them. I'm sure that'll be fascinating. And she's, what, do we know what her due date is? I mean, she's...
I do not know the exact date.
Impending. The date is when the baby decides to exit the royal womb. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are among actually many, you know, here's the thing. We only ever talk about them, but there's like 50 people who've been indicted so far.
Well,
and they
you know what's weird?
Bigger.
I was really surprised when the story came up. You were all, there's a bunch of people here locally, and I'm not going to say their names.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of people who... Here in town.
Use this guy's services to bribe their way, so, their kids' way into school.
I guess the reason we're only mentioning those two is because...
They're famous. So they're looking at cutting plea bargains. TMZ is reporting that there would be bargains available if they wanted to cut them. I'm not sure how all that works. But there's, the prosecutors are saying there is not going to be a plea bargain offered that will include no jail time. They want to see these bitches behind bars.
And so that's what that becomes. I think that there's do you like your chances with a jury or a judge?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, I have a hard time believing they will actually do jail time.
I
don't see it.
Yeah.
There's a source connected to the prosecution who says any plea would come with a recommendation by prosecutors that the actresses serve some time behind bars. The official said, you can't have people being treated differently because they have money. That's how we got to this place. Every defendant will be treated the same. The prosecutors won't have the final word, though, whether or not there's any plea bargain or if there's jail time attached. The U.S. attorney would make a recommendation to the judge, but the judge has the final word. These women could, or these people, because it's not just women, these parents... could make a case for themselves, and the judge might say,
you've suffered enough. You did lose all your work on the Hallmark Channel, and your poor daughter's been ostracized.
Anybody surprised that this whole college tuition thing and acceptance is shady? Anybody?
No.
No.
I'm surprised that there's a, you know, seemingly, and I guess apparently Boston is, they're having this in Boston because that's where this Rick Singer's company is based.
I don't think we found that out.
Okay. Because why Boston?
That makes the most sense.
That's what I thought, but then we were seeing his companies in Southern Cal.
Oh.
But I wonder, Vinny, if it goes, I was trying to have Brendan explain it to me, but if it goes back to that one guy that busted everyone to begin with, was he from Boston?
Oh, was it a Harvard coach or something?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. That was the Yale coach that got busted, but it was a so whistleblower that actually sold the or gave the information.
Right. So I'm wondering if that's where
and
it came
taped
from.
Calls
he
and
was
stuff
a white collar criminal that was like, okay, I'm in trouble, but I can give you something. And they gave info. Mm-hmm. He gave info on this dude's ring. And that's when they went and looked into it and went, oh, my God, we've got something huge here.
Right.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't
so maybe
even looking
it was
at it.
I have to look it up. It would take me away. You know, but,
so maybe that's where that guy was, and that's where the charges got filed.
But it's and we had his name. I reported it at some point.
Right.
I don't have it off the top of my head, though.
But way to get out of your other charges, buddy.
Well?
Throw everybody else into the bus. Lori Loughlin's like, yeah, thanks, bud.
That's how that works, though.
Yep. It's funny when you find out how things work. Get your eyes open. Oh, is that how that works?
Oh, I'm caught? Well, what will get me uncaught?
Mm. Let's see. I do live in the underworld, so let me just point out someone else. Let me shine a light on someone else.
Hey, can I mention something real
quick? Of course,
quick?
Yeah.
The Joker trailer. Do you have this yet?
I don't have the Joker trailer.
First of
all.
Is
this the one with Jared Leto as the
Joker? No, it's the one with Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
Oh. Spell?
Oh, okay. Right.
Here is a game.
Okay.
No. Spell Joaquin.
J-O-A-Q-U-I-N.
Oh, my God, you got it right.
I've seen it written down 1,000 times.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, the first time I saw it, I called him Joaquin.
What did you think, Joaquin?
I don't know. You just it could be any combination of A's, U's, and O's.
Oh, well, I've seen it written down.
Ha!
Yeah. You know me, I like spelling things.
So all right.
I look at it carefully.
Yeah, but that's not a word you come across.
Well, I do see, you know, I get the celebrity trash. So
anyway, the Joker trailer has just been released.
And what did you think?
I didn't watch it, but I do think this, that Joaquin Phoenix is he plays the creepiest creep of all time.
He's a great actor.
He really is good, and it's going to be gross. Like, he was so hateful and disgusting in that movie about Scientology with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
He just wanted to choke him out. He just seemed... Yuck! Yuck!
And he was so adorably lonely and sad in that movie, Her.
Yeah, that's...
And that's all him, because it's just her voice. And
right.
He's just that... Oh, God, I love that movie.
But the trailer's out there, everyone. The Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin. It's only taken 43 years, Yuzette. But the Eagles will perform their 1976 album Hotel California in its entirety live for the first time.
Oh, where?
Isn't this the one? It's in Vegas. Isn't this? Oh, yes, in Vegas. That's right. She goes, Vegas. Vegas, baby, Vegas. But you actually hate this song, don't you?
I don't hate the song. It's not my favorite song.
Right.
But every other song on that album is awesome, of course.
Well, if you want to see it perform,
they're not. Or is it
just
one time?
It is. Let me see. It's two nights. It's happening September 27th and 28th at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Vegas.
Mm.
Tickets will go on sale April 12th. That's next Friday. And it starts at $180. Starting at $180.
Oh, that sounds so great.
And by the way, those are going to be on resale sites for $600 before
right.
you know it. The album is only 44 minutes long, so they're going to play the whole album, and then they're going to play some other hits. You'll get a whole Eagles concert, but you'll see the whole record performed, I guess, in order. I mean, it makes sense. If you're going to play the album live, you'd play it
in
the order.
What's the date?
September 27th and 28th. The band will be Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, plus Vince Gill stepping in, and Glenn Frey's son, Deacon Frey. And they say that these are the only two shows they're doing this year. They're going to play these two shows at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, which I'm sure they're getting paid
millions.
They deserve it.
Millions.
Yeah, they do.
So
good.
If someone will pay it, they should get it.
Yeah. Well, that'll pull. I mean, Vegas itself is probably like, yes, we'll help pay for that because that will bring so many people here.
Just the other day, I was walking near my apartment, and someone else, one of my neighbors, was playing Hotel California on a sunny day, and I just stopped. I thought of you, of course, but I just stopped and listened to it and thought, these guys are painting a full-on picture here with the lyrics and the music. It's good. I mean, I don't play it, but in that moment, I definitely went, wow, this is pretty good stuff.
It is a very overplayed song, but when you cut right down to it, it's a great one.
Yeah.
John whips this one out all the time. In regular rotation at our house.
Is it? And you sing it?
Yeah. I think I know all the words, too.
I'm
thinking to myself, this could be heaven and this could be hell. And she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. All right, that's enough of that. Believe me, you get me started, I'll sing
all
day.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on that one. Might be a concert to go to.
You know, I got time for one more here. So I'm going to do the Green Day story. I just thought this was interesting. Green Day is releasing their first book. It looks like it's one of those graphic novels, possibly. It's called Last of the American Girls. It is based on one of their songs. And it is, let's see, full color text illustrated by cartoonist Frank Caruso. It's coming out October 29th. It's named after the song from 21st Century Breakdown. The book is described as an inspiring homage and handbook for the rebellious every woman who refuses to capitulate. When the song came out, Billy Joe Armstrong said that Last of the American Girls was originally about his wife. And then I started getting into more of my own beliefs, anything from a little book of conspiracies to playing vinyl records or something. It's sort of about an empowering, sort of subterranean kind of lifestyle, but at the same time, there's a new era coming in with the way we all need to live. So
that's your Billy Joe?
Yeah. It doesn't really give any clues as to what this actual book is going to be about. But here's the cover art, Vinny.
Anything Green Day does, I'm in.
Yeah. You'll have to at least check it out, right?
Oh, I love the art there.
I know, it's cute. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, geez. High school.
You love when you give him something to read and then he does that and then you pull that.
High school hackers. I'll finally get to that folding sports league and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, the joys of being in radio. People bring you breakfast sometimes. Hey,
a little thing.
I want to say thanks to the Hard Rock Cafe. We have been friends with them forever. We love everybody at the Hard Rock. And apparently now they're serving breakfast. And they were like, oh, do you guys want some? And we're like, yes.
What do you think?
So I was looking at their menu this morning.
Yeah.
At like the new breakfast menu. And I see that chicken and waffles on it. I'm like, oh, I hope they bring chicken and waffles. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in mowing through that.
I had a breakfast burrito with sausage.
Oh.
Vin, what do you have?
I had the veggie burrito.
He couldn't decide. Are you happy with that choice?
It was excellent.
You made a good call on that.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, they have breakfast sandwiches, all kinds of fun stuff.
Right. So if you're a...
omelets, whatever.
If you're a morning person, you want to have a brekkie, 8 to 11 a.m. it looks like they're doing it. Yeah. You know, full range of stuff. But thanks. That's just...
Yeah, they're so sweet there.
They are. They're very sweet. So Hard Rock Cafe, thank you very much for brekkie.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app where you can listen to this show.
Hello.
Go to radio.com and then put on this show.
Yep.
And then listen to it through radio.com.
Yeah. All the things.
There was some rain this morning, and I've received texts from different areas within the sound of our voices. They also are enjoying some rain, but we've got a doozy coming for Friday. So get ready for another atmospheric river.
Hate that term now. Used to be fun, like, oh, that sounds neat. No, it's like, go away. Someone damn that river.
I'm also over the rain, and it's really been a stinky, crummy winter for my purposes, as the wind and
spoken
rain
like a true dad, a stinky,
destroyed
crummy winter.
The surf. Mm. I mean, completely for the last 3 months.
Well, you've had a couple good days in there.
But anyway, it is nice to have the water. And, you know, when we get into another drought pattern where there's 2 years without rain and you're going, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Remember this. We had a ton of it.
Well, we'll remind you. Remember that time when we were like, stop raining. We hate you so much.
Right. So this next story. First of all, the NFL is a sport, but it's also the number one television show.
Yep.
Period.
People love their NFL.
It wins the ratings every time it's on, all the time. There have been other leagues that have tried to come into existence to give it competition. The USFL gave the NFL a good run.
Yeah.
And then the XFL came along and gave it a shot. And there have been others. But this new AAF, new as in this year, one season...
I don't even think they finished the season
yet,
have they?
Oh. They've suspended operations.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
Mm.
Did you talk to Michelle about this?
I just did. Okay. Our Michelle is, her boyfriend works for the AAF. He's their IT department.
Oh.
And
IT's always in demand. I'm sure he'll find another gig.
Yeah, she's not worried. He's not worried.
Johnny Manziel, I'm a little worried about, but other than that, you know.
He finds himself, I think, out of work as of 5 o'clock today.
Yeah, he got a little letter yesterday.
Well, that's it.
Yeah,
she said it down today. Clean out your stuff today. That's not funny. I'm not laughing.
I'm an NFL fan, not quite like I used to be, and certainly I don't have the time anymore to enjoy just taking in football.
Sprawling on the couch all weekend long and watching games.
But the truth is, I never once saw the AAF as a football fan.
I wouldn't even know where to look for it.
There are, I think there were 8 teams, and I don't think I could name any of them.
Right. I can tell you the one thing I know is that Johnny Manziel was a quarterback in the AAF, and that's only because, he got drunk and yelled about it from the top of a building and his wife left him. You know, those are and if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't even know it had existed.
That happened?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the drunk and yelling, but he gets drunk all the time.
Sounds like he cheated on her.
It does. She was,
What?
Yeah.
Is that why he was thrown off the team in Canada?
I have no idea why he was thrown off in Canada, but I know that she recently has she filed or just left him?
I don't know. She had
She's
posted
gorgeous,
something.
By the way. About
people,
cheaters.
People, yeah, exactly.
Right.
All
and then
kind of stuff.
They're breaking up, and she's posting all this cryptic stuff about cheating. Sue, wow, we're fooled. We don't know what you're talking about.
Wow, I hadn't read or heard any of that, but he's got a lot of new free time on his hands because the league has folded. So it looks like, and not only is it not good for this league, but there was another announcement earlier this year that there would be a third league starting.
Oh.
The XFL was going to come back.
Oh.
Which I feel like if you are now seeing people's thirst for football is clearly quenched by college and NFL,
right?
You might want to pull your money out of the XFL before it's too late.
Wasn't there something with, I'm not sure if it was the XFL coming in, but someone was getting thwarted because they thought that they were going to be able to use players who hadn't made the roster for the NFL to play while they were waiting to get called up, almost be like a farm league in a way, other than college. But that the NFL was like, no, you can't use those guys. If they get hurt, we're screwed.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It was some whole one of the many reasons, I'm sure, that this thing has utterly failed 8 games in.
After 8 weeks of games and less than a season into the Alliance of American Football's existence, the league owner has decided to suspend all operations. So all the people that were playing, all the tech people and the announcers.
I want to say one of the owners in the league ponied up something like $250 million last month to cover payroll. Like,
it was actually a person who owns the hockey team in North Carolina, I think.
Oh, is that so?
Had jumped in.
So he was like an owner or he was just helping?
I think I was just talking to Michelle. She said he actually wants to own an NFL team. But since there's only 32 of those and, they're
all...
They
don't come up for sale often.
Right. He's sort of playing footsie with football. But this didn't work out. He lost a lot of money on this.
Well, if you've got $250 million laying around that you can go, I'll cover your payroll, you're probably going to be... You're still going to eat.
Here it is. The league's been struggling from the outset after the first week of the season... Dundon, owner of NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, pledged $250 million and essentially took control of the league.
Oh, the whole league.
Right. They say they needed that money to stay afloat, but it looks like there's no way to keep this thing going and hope that you'll have another season. Cutting the losses.
God.
Hey, oh, that was me.
Oh, sorry, Siri.
Siri on my iPad wanted to. Bye.
Yeah, that's too bad.
You know, what's weird, too, is as the NFL has dealt with so much negative publicity, including the head injuries and...
Yes. The calls and the rule changes and...
You wouldn't... I know there's a ton of money. It's the number one show on television, so maybe... Okay, maybe these guys are like, we just need 1% of their revenue and we're rich. Right.
And God forbid for the NFL. I'm sure the NFL's super happy they're gone because if they had encroached in any way, that just means less money for the NFL.
Well, and you saturate a market with anything.
Thanks, enough.
Where's the thirst for the NFL when this has been keeping people busy all summer? Maybe it's not the same. I don't know. Anyway, it's gone. Bye. There are two 14-year-old freshmen in Secaucus High School in New Jersey. They wanted to get out a bunch of their tests last week. So instead of ditching, any one of us would have done, I can't be there that day. Go to the beach and get high. They figured out a way to hack into the school's Wi-Fi routers to shut down the internet. And since the tests were on computers and needed an internet connection, no Wi-Fi meant no tests. Their plan worked. Mm-hmm. They were off the hook. Until the high school managed to trace things back to them.
Oh.
And now they've both been arrested and charged with criminal computer activity and conspiracy to commit criminal computer activity.
What kind of trail could they have left?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
chocolate bar or fingerprints or, you know,
I don't know.
Kids?
Probably their email address.
Oh, right.
I had to log on as me.
Yeah.
And he created a fake log on.
Who knows? Your boy would know this, right?
I don't know.
He hacks stuff?
He doesn't hack. Or maybe he does. I don't know. He doesn't tell me anything.
Maybe the school should hire the boys.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe.
Do you think your young, not your oldest, Berkeley?
Yeah.
Do you think he has an offshore account with $1 million in it? Hacked money.
I do not think that.
You don't think that?
I really don't.
Do you think it's more than that?
I don't think he has that.
An offshore account with hacked money.
But you know what? If he does, good for him. Hack away, son. Sounds like a promising future.
All right.
Just don't get caught. Hack more. Mommy needs some money, too.
How about a fast fact?
Fast fact, fact. I love those.
SEAL Team 6 got its name to confuse the Soviet Union. There were only two Navy SEAL teams when it was established in 1979.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
But the Pentagon thought SEAL Team 2 sounded too small.
Yeah. So you need to have, look, we have five or more other.
Right.
This is just number six.
SEAL Team 6.
You don't know
six.
How many we have.
Right.
Why didn't they go SEAL Team 41?
Yeah. I don't know. Realistic, maybe?
All right. SEAL Team 16.
How many badasses can there be? These are the most badass.
This is America.
Oh, right. Sorry.
F yeah.
Mike and Ike aren't real people.
Oh.
They're imaginary food characters like Mr. Peanut or Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker's not real.
What do you mean?
You just shook my foundations. Betty Crocker's not some chick with all the good cake recipes.
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Mr. Peanut's totally real, though.
Right.
Everyone knows. Peanuts and monocles, come on.
Really? Okay. There's a 37-year-old guy named Dustin Amons in Kyle, Texas. On Monday, he decided to try and rob Target, Mission Impossible style.
What does that mean?
He cut a hole in the roof and lowered himself down into the store using a rope harness and a grappling hook.
How'd that go? Were there lasers everywhere that he had to creep under? Or did he just pretend and do the high step and the low step and the crawl under? That's funny.
Once inside, though, that's when things got a lot less elegant.
Oh.
According to surveillance footage, he just started smashing electronic cases and grabbing stuff. Cops eventually showed up, and he didn't have a way to get out.
Oh, yeah, because can you not go back up on a grab? That's not like a little motorized, like, brings you up?
Nah, he didn't have one of those.
He just figured that all the doors that would be locked from the outside, he'd be able to get out from the inside?
Police found him hiding behind a shoe rack.
Oh.
With all his loot.
Fancy. Oh, with all his loot. He brought it all there.
Well.
Just in case he had a chance to run out with it, huh? That's funny.
Poor guy.
Well, criminals, they're stupid.
A woman in eastern Arkansas named Leandra Clay lost her house in a fire about a month ago. She's been living in a shed without any electricity since then.
Oh, my God. Where is this?
Eastern Arkansas.
Oh.
Leandra Clay. Last week, though, she came forward after hitting the lottery for $150,000.
No, you're kidding me.
She matched 4 out of 5 numbers in the Powerball drawing plus the Powerball number. Isn't that what we did?
That is. How did we get 13,000? She got 150.
Which would have been 50,000, but she paid $1 extra for a power play, which multiplied her winnings by 3.
Oh, my God!
I never even heard of that.
Me either. Is that available in our state?
$1 extra for a power play.
Does that mean that if she had won the full lottery, like when someone won $1 billion, they would then win $3 billion?
I guess so.
Huh. Wow. That's a good way to get another buck out of people, too.
She says her first thought when she found out was God really showed up on time for her.
Aww. Yeah, she's living in a shed. What was that?
That was you.
I was just re-listening to that. It was just so good.
She's planning to donate some of her winnings to her church, and she'll use the rest of it to buy a new house and a new car.
Oh, wow.
$150,000.
Well, maybe just the money down on
Eastern
it
Arkansas.
It is Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're not that expensive.
I guess not.
Or just get, you know, electricity run to the shed and tack a bathroom on there. She's all set.
37-year-old Matthew McKay is an assemblyman on Prince Edward Island in Canada, and his seat is being challenged by another politician named Matthew McKay.
But
let me read that.
Yes, please.
37-year-old Matthew McKay is an assemblyman on Prince Edward Island in Canada, and his seat is being challenged by another politician named Matthew McKay.
That's going to be confusing for voters.
Yeah.
The first Matthew McKay is a progressive conservative. The second one is 64 years old and a member of the Green Party.
Oh.
They're worried there might be confusion.
There might be.
When the vote comes up.
Boy, they're smart. That's way to see the future.
I'll let you know which.
Yeah, are they going to, I guess,
Matthew McKay wins when the election happens.
It's just the two of them running, huh?
Yeah.
So you just basically have to know if you're going for the progressive conservative or the Green Party guy.
Right.
If you're going for the dark-haired guy or the white-haired guy.
Okay. All right. They should put a picture next on the ballot yeah. next to them. Here's the one that you're voting for.
Our text number is 1-800-400-3697. Speaking of trailers, did you guys see the book Nosferatu you liked is going to be a TV show?
Have you seen the trailer for
no.
it?
No.
It's great.
Does it?
It does. Is it an AMC show?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm excited. That I did love that book. Looks super creepy.
Before I read this, I'm going to give you a warning. Do not run out and do this.
Okay. Well, now you made me.
I'm warning you now right now in advance of reading this text.
I'm thinking about
it's
doing
a texter who sent this to us.
Okay.
415 says, catching up on podcasts, and Vinny is talking about password security. Have you checked out Have I Been Owned? Pwned?
Power.com.
You can stick in your email address and it will tell you how many and which data breaches that email address has been involved in. Kind of depressing when I put mine in, but super interesting. Or it's another way to get your stuff. Yeah,
that
I don't want you
no,
to do
thanks.
It. Don't do it.
I'm not going to do that. Thanks for the heads up. I would have totally done that if you hadn't warned me.
M is for Mountbatten.
Mountbatten?
That's their last name.
Harry Mountbatten.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.